today by acknowledging the traditional custodians of this land in which we are meeting, the Gadigal people. But I'd also like to acknowledge the people, the traditional custodians of the land in where I live, I laugh and I grieve, the Dharawal Nation. I want to say that we stand together in joint struggle for liberation for all oppressed people, Indigenous all over the world. From Gadigal to Gaza, long live Palestine, treaty now, land back. My name is Safara Yan and I am a proud Palestinian woman. My father comes from a town called Barbara, which was annexed in 1948. Barbara was a small coastal village where people farmed grapes, which I only found out recently. In 1948, my grandfather took my grandmother and my father and my auntie Rivka to the Jabalia refugee camp, which has now been completely annexed. Yay! On October 30th, 2023, my siblings and I were all in our homes, and it was around 10 o'clock at night, and we were all watching Al Jazeera. That night would have been one of the most horrific nights that we ever lived through, because we watched my father's home on the news across the other side of the world bombed. And we watched as my aunties and my cousins were walking out of our house, which was a relief. But it was also completely consuming because now they were homeless. But it didn't stop there. Because in November 2023, we got news that my auntie Rivka, who was dispossessed in 1948, her home was demolished by a Maccabi tank in the Shatet refugee camp along the beaches of Gaza, which Jared Kushner and Donald Trump want to make the Riviera of the Middle East. And this is why I am here today. I am here to tell you about a company that is complicit in this genocide, a company that is creating those Maccabi tanks which are dispossessing my family, which are making my aunties and uncles and my cousins homeless. A company where I live called Bisalloy. But in January 2024, I actually met Wollongong Friends of Palestine. And I went from feeling helpless to actually feeling hopeful. Shout out to my people. It is also those Maccabi tanks that roll into those goddamn GHF sites with the machine guns mounted on the top, which are shooting to kill Palestinians who are starving. Yeah. And Bisalloy also sell their armoured steel to Plasan Sansa, who supply armoured vehicles to the settler militias across the West Bank end of 1948. It is the quenched and tempered armour quality steel that allows these vehicles to be mounted with machine guns to be strong enough to plough through homes, shops and olive groves. These vehicles kill Palestinians regularly. It's just an hour from here, but it is 15 minutes away from where I live. Why am I telling you this today? Because you see this energy that we have here today. Sydney, you come out. And what I want from you, Sydney, is I want you on the 21st of September to bring this energy to Bisalloy. It's actually a really lovely space when the employees don't try and get into their workspace, because we camp overnight at Bisalloy. We did it a few weeks ago. We had live music and we had food not bombs. Where are my food not bombs people? They come out. But picketing at Bisalloy means working together to physically cut the genocide supply chain that links our home town with the Zionist entity. We have closed Bisalloy down 7 times. We want to close them down, not just overnight, but for a whole 48 hours. And we need you, Sydney, to come stand with us. We need you and your numbers to come help us close that shit down. We need to make it so they cannot profit off our blood. We need Bisalloy to know that participating in genocide is going to bankrupt them, not make them billions of dollars. And before I end, I want to say, Bisalloy, you can't hide. You're complicit in genocide. Come out to Unanderra on the 21st of September at 8 p.m. to help us shut them down.
Another trap is the way that the mainstream media and politicians insist that Palestinians seem to be innocent before they can be warned. This destructive narrative enables genocide in so many ways. It's what legitimizes the death of so many journalists, medical workers, men, women and children, killed because of allegations they were Hamas, or even just in the same vicinity as Hamas. As Mohammed Al-Khotib argues in his recent book, Perfect Victims, we need to stop buying into this narrative. Instead of engaging with endless propaganda about whether this or that journalist had an association with Hamas, we need to take the power of those lies away by saying, so what? Even if the journalist worked for Hamas, they're not a target. Even if the Hamas fighter was in the hospital or school, that hospital or school is not a target. Israel's actions have gone beyond illegal occupation and unlawful invasion to genocide. Israel must get out of Gaza now. Full stop. There are no legitimate targets for Israel in Gaza, let alone non-combatants. To imply anything else puts a target on the back of the next man, woman or child that Israel starves or kills.